You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice, and this session is about lyric theory, which is sort of music theory's forgotten cousin. One thing that I hear again and again from songwriters is that they find lyric writing much more difficult than writing music. I think part of this is a training gap. You can go to almost any music store and find someone who will coach you on chords and scales on an instrument. But good luck finding a teacher who will coach you on mostly forgotten writing techniques, like epimony, which in writing happens to mean repetition of the same request or plea. So for example, the Beatles song Help is an example of that. Epimony, repeatedly making a request or plea. So anyway, almost every musician has heard of music theory, and most musicians recognize to some degree that theory can be a helpful thing to know. But something many writers, including professional writers, aren't all that aware of nowadays is that writing itself also has a rich and complete system of theory. Just as music theory provides a framework for understanding the role of every note, every chord, and every articulation used in a particular song, the art of rhetoric strives to notice patterns in writing that's effective and emotionally moving. And this is a very, very old art dating back to Greek times, continuing all the way through the Renaissance. But in recent history, it seems to have sort of lost touch with the art of lyric writing. So in school, many of us learned a lot of techniques that were studied in rhetoric. For example, many of us learned what metaphors and similes are. We learned how to rhyme. You may remember learning about things like personification or alliteration in a literature class, maybe even fancier techniques like onomatopoeia. But many of us don't end up using those figures of speech very often outside of the classroom. In time, through not using them, we mostly forget about them. Or maybe we just use them in an instinctive and informal way once in a while, probably without even noticing. So I believe that reviewing and practicing fundamental techniques like these is crucial to a lyricist. Learning grammar and rhetoric is just as useful to a writer as music theory is to a musician. So for songwriting, it can be kind of a secret weapon. It's something not many people are studying, but it's enormously useful. So if you do choose to dig into rhetoric, and I hope you do at least a little, you'll find that metaphors, similes, and alliteration are only the very beginning. For centuries now, scholars of rhetoric have been noticing, naming, and organizing writing techniques. And by my count, there are now hundreds, possibly over 1,000, different techniques and concepts for any writer to rediscover for songwriting. So that's enough to keep you busy for some years. You've likely constructed some metaphors in your life. You've compared one thing to another, so you've made some analogies. You've used imagery in writing before, most likely, but have you tried things like chiasmus, procatalepsis, irony, hyperbole, climax, gradatio? Don't let the complicated sounding names fool you on these either. Each one of these terms, you know, it sounds kind of fancy, but each one of these terms actually represents one very simple, very useful little technique that can be learned, practiced, and used to write something beautiful. Most songwriters just tend to keep writing song after song, and they listen to lots of songs, and they just sort of hope and pray that they will absorb somehow the elements of great writing just through coming into contact with it. But I believe that any songwriter who makes a serious study of rhetoric will progress much, much faster. Being deliberate and intentional about your own songwriting education is, of course, going to be more difficult. It's going to be a little more work and effort on your part, but it will also be a lot more effective than just drifting along, hoping for the best, and leaving advancement to chance. So I regard rhetoric as being as important to writers as music theory is to musicians of all sorts. And again, at this point in time, very few songwriters are serious students of this very old craft of writing. And that's an advantage for anyone who makes time for daily practice of rhetoric's many concepts and tools. Please note on the table of contents that I have included a link to a fantastic website by a guy named Gideon Burton, who has written this very extensive collection of techniques on the internet, and it's been there for a very long time, I think since about 1995 or something like that. So it's about a 20-year-old website, and it's very good. So I encourage you to check that out. It's called Silva Rhetoricae. There is a link in the table of contents. So that concludes this session. It also concludes this particular section. So we are through with section 4 at this point. Moving on to section 5 next time. I also want to take a moment to encourage you, if you have any questions, if you're encountering any difficulties in forming a practice routine, or if you have any questions on the material that I put forth so far, do not hesitate to get in touch. I would love to attempt to help in any way I can. If I don't have the answers, I will steer you in the direction of a resource or a person who does. So please don't hesitate to get in touch with any questions, comments, or even just casual banter about what you happen to be working on, what you're doing. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you next time for another section of The Art of Daily Practice.